Democrat presidential hopefuls court Al Sharpton, ignore controversial past. By Joel B. Polak on January 23, 2019. Democratic presidential hopefuls are courting Reverend Al Sharpton and his National Action Network, NAN, as they jockey for support in the increasingly crowded 2020 primary field, ignoring Sharpton's controversial history. Former Vice President Joe Biden and former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg both joined Sharpton and NAN for a breakfast in Washington, D.C., in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday morning. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, has attended several Sharpton/NAN events, including a post-election meeting held by NAN on Capitol Hill in November, and a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day rallies in New York in 2018 and 2019. Top contender Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, also attended the post-election meeting on Capitol Hill last November. Sharpton has a long history of controversial racial rhetoric. In the notorious Dawana Brawley case in 1987, Sharpton backed a teenager's false accusations of rape, stirring racial divisions in New York and across the country. When he was successfully sued for defamation, he refused to pay the judgment, and supporters had to step in on his behalf. Sharpton still refuses to apologize for his role. In 1991, Sharpton helped incite riots against religious Jews in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn after a black child was killed in a car accident. An enraged mob murdered a visiting Jewish religious student, Yonkel Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum's brother told Breitbart News in 2012, "I have never seen a person be able to avoid being held accountable in substantive terms for his various and significant serious otherwise well-publicized misdeeds over such a prolonged period of time, as Sharpton. This is truly an indictment on all those who have done so in the past and continue to do so." Sharpton acknowledged some of his mistakes in Crown Heights, while protesting his innocence, in a 2011 op-ed in the New York Daily News. In another riot in 1995, Sharpton led protests against Freddy's Fashion Mart, a Jewish-owned store in Harlem, after it was forced to raise the rent on a subtenant, a black-owned record store. Sharpton called the owner a white interloper. One of the protesters later shot four employees and set the store on fire, bringing the death total to seven. In 2012, Sharpton and NAN played a key role in inflaming national division and outrage over the death of Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed during a scuffle with Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in Sanford, Florida. Sharpton promoted false reports that Zimmerman used what Sharpton called racial language in speaking with police. He used his primetime program on MSNBC to promote the story, including the claim that Zimmerman, whose mother is Peruvian, was white, implying racial bias in the killing. Despite that record, Sharpton has been rehabilitated by the left and the mainstream media. He hosted Saturday Night Live in 2003. He spoke to the Democratic National Convention in 2004, breaking with his prepared text to aim a racially tinged attack at President George W. Bush. He was hired as a host by MSNBC in 2011. But the most important event in Sharpton's journey from the fringe to the mainstream was President Barack Obama's decision to embrace him in 2011, even as other black leaders on the left stepped up their criticism of the administration. As the Daily Beast reported, Obama stayed so far away from Sharpton during the 2008 campaign that Sharpton, with Obama's blessing, never even endorsed him. Yet not only did Obama just become the first president ever to appear at the annual conference of Sharpton's National Action Network, 10 top Obama aides, including six cabinet members, Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, spoke at various sessions of the four-day event. Today, Democratic hopefuls are beating a path to Sharpton's door, eager to speak at his NAN podium, with the slogan, "No Justice, No Peace" emblazoned behind them. And the media remain largely silent about Sharpton's past. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.